Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time. And again, the day after the AFC and NFC championship games, well, stockpile the good, bad, and the dumb. What's the good of the day?
Good of the day. Tony, without a shadow of a doubt, no doubt in my mind whatsoever, Luka Doncic listens to this radio show.
Oh, does he now?
Without a doubt. The reason why I purposely played that promo during the break. So if you were listening, good on you. You listened to the promo where we kind of poked fun at Doncic the other day. And he answered our criticism with 73 points Friday night against the Hawks.
He certainly did. That was a great night.
Which is just, I mean, when a guy is on fire like that, it's so much fun to watch.
I wonder how much of that was, all right, Luka's getting a little ribbed for this. People were having a
from
lot
Tony
of fun
and Ron.
Like us. Yeah. And you know what? Feed Luka. Feed Luka. Feed Luka. Like, let's get Luka rolling and just roll along so that people will not be like, what a whiny baby.
Yeah.
Kicking that fan out. Because that was a great performance, man.
I mean,
that
just
was great.
Dominant. He couldn't miss. And, I think it's the fourth most points of all time now.
Absolutely.
Which seems, we seem to be getting this a lot more.
I mean, early in the week, we had Joel Embiid with 70.
Yeah.
Right? And on that day, Karl Anthony Towns at 62.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
I mean, and over the weekend, Devin Booker had
a fantastic game.
Was that
game.
Friday night? I think that was Friday night as well.
I think it was Friday night, yeah.
Friday night as well, he went for 62. So,
yeah.
Or 63 or something like that. I mean,
we've gotten a point now where this is just coming in waves for the NBA.
But I'm happy that, Luka, you listened to our show. You know, we were just having good old-fashioned fun with you. You don't need to come over and eat us.
That's right. That's right. Still, makes those popping fresh croissants delicious.
You know what? I mean, we might have to change that because, you know, you didn't say he can make great crescent rolls and drop 70. You
said
40.
I said 40. I should have said 70.
Yeah, you were way off.
Much more predictable. By the way, I'm gonna tease my wife a little bit. My wife doesn't like opening up those cans.
You know what?
Those pop cans.
I don't blame her.
I always pick on her for that, but she's like, she'll seriously go, come here for a second. I go, watch, open this. I go, the popping thing, the cinnamon roll. She goes, I've done it for years. She'll just call me out whatever I'm doing, no matter what I'm doing. She'll be like, can you open this?
Well, I mean,
like,
it is.
Why you don't like open? She goes, I don't know. It's like a jack in the box.
Well, I was about to say the same thing. There's a jack in the box effect to it that you don't know when you've hit the right spot, then all of a sudden, pop.
Right.
Everything just kind of spews out at you.
Exactly.
I watched a TikTok the other day because somebody was just, I don't know, I like watching food things on TikTok. You know, that's my guilty pleasure. Sorry. But she was opening up the crescent rolls, and she was like, I don't know how to open these. And she took a can opener to it.
Oh, my goodness.
And popped the top. And she's like, I can always get the first one out, but I can never get the rest of them out. She's like, sometimes I got to get a fork in there. And, you know, you're just sitting there like, don't you read the instructions? It actually tells you to kind of bang it on the corner of your counter.
You take a spoon and press it and then twist it and it pops. Yeah, exactly. I will tell you this. She also doesn't like escalators, right?
All right, well, that one's weird.
She doesn't like escalators. Here's what the funny thing about that. So she goes, I don't really like escalators. I go, why? She goes, because I'm afraid they're gonna malfunction. And I go, what, like turn into a slide and everyone falls down? She goes, yeah. I go, they don't do that. Like, when the escalator malfunctions, it's just stairs.
Yeah.
So we were on a flat one at an airport one time, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of scared of this. I'm afraid it'll turn into stairs, just magically turn into stairs.
Mm.
And she thought, she didn't think that was funny. And then sure enough, I'm at Coors Field, and the big story on the news was a massive escalator failed, turned into a slide. And this was one of those big stadium ones, turned into a slide, and people tumbled all the way down on top of each other. And there were multiple injuries, and the ambulances had to come, and it was a big, big deal. And then she just looked at me and said, see, I told you.
Told you.
And I went, okay, they actually do that. Sorry, my bad.
So they do flatten out? I don't think they flatten out.
I didn't think so either. I thought there was mechanisms that prevented that, but apparently this one did, and a bunch of people tumbled. Now, I haven't heard another story since. And since then, the escalator fear has subsided. But still,
well, I remember there being a video of an escalator speeding up.
Yes, yes, that's been a problem.
Remember the video? It was like people were going down the escalator, and then all of a sudden the stairs, the whole thing just started speeding up and was going too fast, and people were just being thrown down to the bottom. But it didn't turn into a slide.
No, it didn't turn into a slide. I don't know why I thought that they just had like metal things that just locked it into place, and then it would just
I just thought it was stairs on the bottom.
That's pretty much what I thought, but
Apparently not. Okay.
All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that a snowboarder in Heavenly, she was at a Heavenly Resort, which is in Lake Tahoe.
Yep.
It was about, it was getting towards the evening. It was about 5 o'clock. And she told, she went to one of the, not security, but one of the guys who works there and says, you know, I'm really tired. I don't think I can make it down the mountain. And he said, all right, fine. You know, why don't you jump on the gondola, ride it down, and you know, everything's okay. Well, they must have forgotten that she was on there because she was trapped there overnight.
Okay, that's silly. Why are we? Why is that kind of story still happening? I thought this is me. This is me thinking I know an industry when I don't know an industry.
Yeah.
Okay? So why don't they do this? Why don't they say, hey, man, it's the last run. Okay, very good. And then the one of the chairlifts, they tie a yellow ribbon on it. And then they go, when I see this yellow ribbon, then I get to go home.
Yeah.
So even if it takes 20 minutes to get up there and back, I'll go do something else while I, while I'm watching it. We'll make the chairlift run its course. I'm not going to stand here and wait for it. But when the yellow ribbon comes back, I got it. Why are I don't know how often this happens, but that sounds like a plot of a horror movie.
It does. I mean, she was, I mean, thankfully it was a gondola, not a chairlift. So
she wasn't out in the freezing
she
cold.
She wasn't out in the freezing cold, but
it still gets cold in a gondola.
She is in a gondola and there's no heat coming in. She had a rubber. She didn't have her phone with her, which I was surprised to hear about.
Yeah.
I thought you just carried your phone everywhere, but I guess if you're snowboarding, maybe you do leave your phone in a locker because you don't want to break it. So she just spent the night in the gondola. Her friends had reported her missing, but no one really thought, like, hey, you know what? Whatever happened to the lady who was in the...
first thought of people working a ski lift. Maybe she's in a gondola.
Or why don't you ask people, like, your personnel? Like, there was somebody who said, hey, take the gondola down. And then, well, how did that guy get down? Did he just snowboard down? Or did, you know, I thought some of the workers, you know, maybe he did take a final ride down the mountain, but I would think the workers would be like, you know what? I don't feel like snowboarding today. I'm going to take the gondola
down. There's got to be a mechanism to prevent this from happening. So maybe putting a yellow thing on a thing is silly. Maybe there's another way to do
it. Is it impossible to have like a little buzzer put in there? Because you can just have a radio.
Lines.
Just hit the buzzer. Like even if you're having like, what if you're having issues in the gondola? You know, like medical issues.
Right.
And you know, there should be a button in place that you can push that would alert staff that, okay, you know, we have an issue going on.
When they got her out of that thing, did they just hand her a checkbook and go, write whatever number
probably
you want on this?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they had to get medical personnel first because, you know, make sure that she was okay. I mean, she was cold. And they
whatever
did
the name
say,
of this resort is, we'll just change it to your name. How about that? Because, I mean, I would be.
Yeah, because it wasn't. I mean, the resort is heavenly. I don't think she finds it heavenly at all.
No. Staying overnight. And what a petrifying night that would have been.
She said she screamed. She screamed and screamed and screamed to the point where she lost her voice.
Right. You know, all those wolves underneath just waiting for you to jump out.
I mean, wind.
Devour you.
I mean, there's always going to be wind, cold. I mean, unless.
How terrifying that must have been.
Right?
That's absolutely terrifying.
I can't even imagine just sitting in
dark. No light.
Nothing.
Freezing. Freezing cold weather in a metal box. Swinging from a cable. Oh my God, it's terrifying.
That every moment too, like you sit there and like, you know, wind blows just enough. It's like, okay, is this when it snaps?
Yeah.
Is this when I fall to and I plummet down the mountain?
Golly. Meanwhile, when did this happen?
Not too long ago.
Not that long ago. Okay. Meanwhile, we're all watching football on Sunday without a care in the world.
Yeah.
Wondering, you know.
This was on Thursday. So.
Okay, so Thursday. Okay.
So Thursday, there was no football going on, but she was in there for 15 hours.
Whatever
overnight.
Happened on Thursday night in the NBA, we were watching, having fun, just enjoying college basketball, college NHL, NBA. Well, she was freezing in a metal box.
I was warm, and I had plenty of food and drink.
And while she was like, I just can't go down with my snowboard. Yeah, again, this is these are big resorts. She probably thought it takes 25 minutes, 30 minutes to go down. It's probably a big mountain.
Yeah. She probably thought, oh, she's probably at the top, like where the gondolas go. Gondolas usually go to the top.
Yeah. That's a long trip
down.
So you're right. I don't blame her.
Yeah, but I bet you she goes down no matter how tired she is now.
But if I was a supervisor, wouldn't I be like, okay, who did you talk to? And then that person, why didn't you follow up knowing somebody to make sure she was out?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like somehow when you get must have a communication.
When he got down to the bottom, did he say, hey, did that one girl get off?
I got a girl in a gondola that I put up there. Is everything cool? Like, did she make it? Is everything? You
know? Radio to someone saying, exactly. Hey, heads up.
Exactly. All right. We got the dumb coming up, then back to the NFC-AFC championship games and a little look at Super Bowl 58 as we continue. It's Wake Up Call and Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So off to Las Vegas, the 49ers and the Chiefs go. Back home, Baltimore and Detroit. Wondering what has been. We'll get more onto the AFC and NFC Championship games and looking ahead to Super Bowl 58. We got the dumb to get to and the good, the bad, and the dumb. And what is it?
The dumb of the day. Tony, you're going to have to shed some light on help us out here.
Okay,
because I think you'll know more about this than most of us will know across the country.
Okay, hope I can help.
And the dumb of the day comes to us from a game Saturday night, Tennessee at Vanderbilt.
Oh, okay, yes.
And what the dumb is in that game was that Tennessee fans were so loud singing Rocky Top, Vanderbilt, the arenas, the crew in the arena where Vanderbilt plays, had to blast music to try and drown them out.
Yes, that is very true.
And basically what it was, it ended up being a home game for Tennessee at Vanderbilt.
It usually is, yes. And it is because, again, it's the state school in Tennessee. It's the big state school. Everyone, you know, I'm going to UTK, right? And most kids, if you do pretty good in college, pretty good in high school, you don't have to do great, you can get into UTK. Whereas Vanderbilt is like, you have to be a 1% of 1% of 1% to get into Vanderbilt. And that's about it, right? And it's almost impossible to get into Vanderbilt.
I guess apparently they don't have enough time to take in sporting events.
Right. So what happens is this, is that there are Vandy fans in the city of Nashville who never went to Vanderbilt, who have nothing to do with Vanderbilt, like you would find in any college. Like, I didn't go there, but yeah. I like them. And Vanderbilt has their fans. The problem is they're not as universal in the state as people who love Tennessee. And Knoxville is 3+ hours away from Nashville. So it's very rare that somebody who's graduated from UTK, found a business in Nashville, or went to Nashville's
stayed there.
Very rarely are they going to go, hey, we're going to drive 3.5 hours to watch Tennessee play South Carolina on a Tuesday, right? Which, by the way, this is going to be a great game coming up Tuesday, South Carolina, Tennessee. But what happens is that they go, well, I'll root for them when they come to my town, which is like once a year they come to the town and then they gobble it up. Yeah, but they are loud. They do this at football games too. It's just the thing that they are known to do. They love coming and bothering Vanderbilt. So yeah,
it's just funny just watching the video and you can hear Rocky Top perfectly.
I had.
It's like
I lost,
the entire arena is singing it.
I have not complied with a bet that I lost in October to a friend of mine.
Oh.
I didn't think South Carolina would beat Tennessee this year, but we made a friendly wager, me and my buddy, and he's young. You know, he's a young guy, and he told me, he said, "Fine." He goes, "If South Carolina wins, I think he was going to." I forget what he was going to do because I didn't even remember what I offered. But I had to sing Rocky Top on Facebook. I had to make a video of me singing Rocky Top in a South Carolina hat and sweatshirt. And I had to sing Rocky Top.
And
I learned the song, but I have yet to do it. So
now,
I might have to do it.
Let me ask you a question.
Right.
Had South Carolina won, would you be pestering your friend to fulfill his end of the bet?
I might have, like, sing a Hootie and the Blowfish song
right.
or something. I don't know. Maybe so.
But
yes.
Would you have been pestering him like, hey,
maybe
man.
Maybe so. And I should really do it.
Still haven't seen this.
The problem is, in the song Rocky Top, is that there's a line or chorus, not chorus, a line, some lines in the song that I don't really want to sing, because the line is, "Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat, wild as a minx, but sweet as soda pop. I still dream about that." I'm a married guy. Why do I want to talk about, you know, a girl on Rocky Top? But that's part of the song. So
yeah, well, I mean, you get, that's your, you know, you get a free pass. I'm sure your wife wouldn't mind.
My wife, she's like, "I want you to do it. You haven't done it yet. You got to do it."
Yeah. I'm sure she would be the one holding the camera for you.
Yeah, so I've got to, one day I got to do it. So one day I'll be on Facebook singing Rocky Top to fulfill my bet to my friend Brooke.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I've just been lazy to do it. So maybe I'll double down.
No,
on
you
the
just
Stanley
don't have
basketball team.
You don't have Tennessee gear. That's what it is, Tony. You don't have Tennessee gear.
That's right, and I don't. None of my kids went to school there. They didn't want to go to school there.
Too bad. I mean, had it been against Florida, you would have had all the gear in the world.
That's right. I have more Florida gear in my house than I have South Carolina gear. I added it up the other day. I'm like, man, I have more Florida gear. I've never thought in my life I would ever do that until my kid went to school there. It's amazing how your life changes like that.
When your
kid made a decision on school, then you buy everything. So, yeah, but that's the case. But you know what's funny is at least Vanderbilt tried to counteract Rocky Top with music.
With music.
Rather than what BYU did to the student body that said that wore horns down.
Yeah.
When did horns down become
offensive?
A really offensive thing.
I'm glad you brought this up, because there was another story I was looking at this week too. And it just, I don't know why.
Are we raising a bunch of softies when it comes to their athletic teams?
Yes. All the snowflakes are coming out.
Is that what we're doing now, where we're telling kids, no, and now they can't even pick on your favorite team?
No, you can't hurt feelings.
You can, if your feelings are hurt by somebody saying something bad about your favorite team, that's a hate crime.
That's
violent speech.
Didn't the Big 12 step in and say they were going to fine?
Yeah.
It was like a game against Oklahoma or something like that?
I may be talking completely out of my mind here. Somebody give me some context that horns down is racist or something. Maybe there is something to it that I don't know. Right. But I thought it was just a reverse of the horns up and that was it. But is horns down something offensive? Am I too old or am I not in the know on something? But I would think somebody would have pointed this out on Twitter, because all I saw was Twitter outrage from people who cover college sports saying this is beyond ridiculous now. This is silly that horns down. They can't even wear shirts that say horns down, that it's unsportsmanlike. Do you know what kind of vile I heard from Clemson fans at South Carolina during the football game? I mean, horrible stuff you can't repeat.
Well, I mean, it's part of the fun.
That's the joy of it.
Right? I mean, you have so much. I mean, you and I can go and like root against a team, say whatever we want against that team. And then when we leave the stadium, it's over. It's done.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
find any fan base, you know, I mean, the language we would use against Clemson was on T-shirts and stuff was somewhat offensive back then.
Yeah,
I guess you did.
Looking at it, like it all started, usually say it's most of the time it's Longhorn fans being oversensitive.
Okay, so it's just oversensitive.
But it said sometimes and more often it's the coaches. And I do remember hearing Texas coaches complain. I think we've seen that before. Like, oh, you know, they're doing horns down.
Is Rodney Terry, the head coach at Texas, doing this?
Yeah, I think so.
Not the players,
but I do remember it being a football thing, and that's reading this was like, yeah, it's an unsportsmanlike conduct. The Big 12 decided to make that an unsportsmanlike conduct.
I just do not understand.
Remember when you'd have players like an interception or a sack, or you know, they score something in the touchdown and they're in Texas and they're doing the horns down to the fans, and it was a taunting penalty.
All right, look, don't get me wrong. If horns down was a symbol of like something in the past or something, I could understand. But if it's not, and we're just being overly sensitive, everyone needs to stop.
Yeah. No, 100%.
This is ridiculous. I'm literally not getting it. I'm not getting it. But they made this kids, they weren't even doing the sign. They just had horns down, like a bunch of kids wearing different letters.
On their shirts.
On their shirts. And they made all of them change their shirt.
Or cover it up.
Yeah. Yikes. Like,
why?
What if it was BYU being a relatively religious institution saying that's not what we do here? But I think Texas complained and they went, all right.
Yeah, if you
why don't they go tell Texas to go pound sand?
God,
go,
if I was those kids, I wouldn't have covered it up. I would have just been like, all right, and then just switch positions. Say, now it's a jumble.
Right, exactly.
You guys figure out what we're trying to, you know, say here.
Now, here's what if you're doing it in a football game, if you're a football player and you do horns down after you make a tackle or you catch a first down pass, is that just sort of in the level of taunting? Like, we don't want this going on, so we're going to nip it in the bud. We're just going to put it under the umbrella of taunting. If that's okay, all right, we can argue the merits of that. But fans, as long as it's not, I don't understand why a fan can't do it and be threatened to be remove your shirt or get out of the gym or whatever. Like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So back to the original dumb, at least Vanderbilt said, okay, Rocky Top, we don't like hearing it in our gym, but we'll just drown it out with music.
We'll just play music louder.
Yeah, exactly.
Or try at least.
By the way, real quick, Vanderbilt Memorial Gym is one of those gyms that you see at the Final Four where the players are lower than the it's an elevated floor.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those places. It's really cool. It's really quirky and unique. So, all right, back to the NFL and the AFC NFC Championship games. And look ahead to Super Bowl 58 when we come back on Wake Up Call.